Dave Moore
on Today FM
podcast.
Ask Dave on Today FM. Ask Dave a difficult question. Do I know the answer? Well, probably. Answer if I don't, I'll Google it there.
Come on, Carl, sing along, why don't you? Right, got a question in from Jer in Galway. She sent a voice note. Jer, thank you. I do love a voice note question. If you ever have a question you want answered, feel free to, you know, slide into my DM, send me a message or contact the show. But if you want to send a voice note, always welcome. Jer, what's up?
Hi, Dave. This is Jer from Galway. I'm just wondering, why do ambulance drivers wear orange seatbelts? There's something I've noticed sitting in the horrendous traffic one evening in Galway. Thank you. Bye.
This is one of those things that I had never noticed.
No.
And then I Googled, having heard Jer's thing, images of ambulance drivers. Oh my God, they're all wearing orange seatbelts.
How bad was the traffic that she noticed that?
Well, if you're sitting in traffic
for that long,
for a long time.
I've never noticed that.
Okay, no. Well, here's the thing. It's such a good question because it's got such a good answer, right? The ambulance driver may need to drive very quickly and very safely. And obviously, the driver needs to put on the flashing lights, turn on the sirens, drive really, really well. In fact, remember we did bus drivers a few months ago on Ask Dave and how come a bus driver can navigate something so big.
Oh, yes.
They're just better drivers than us. Well, imagine how good a driver you need to be an ambulance driver, right? There's a lot going on. You got to navigate like other road users, junctions where the lights may be red and you're flying through, whatever. Also, other drivers behaving erratically when the sirens go on. Why do we do this? Like, all you need to do is get slightly out of the way, but it's like, I will pull into this person's driveway and get I will mount a curtain. No, just get slightly out of the way. It's all you need to do.
People act like they're in a movie because I'm always along the canal. Yeah. So there's always ambulances going on the canal. And everyone acts like they're in a movie. They're all swerving in. There's no need.
So,
they also have to work the Ninos.
The Ninos have to go on as well. There are a million external things outside of the ambulance that need to be considered, but it's what's inside the ambulance which is the answer to this, which is brilliant, right? So if the driver is going to employ emergency driving skills, they also need to be sure that everyone inside the ambulance is safe and secure, because there's no point in a sick person being, you know, flung around a thing, or indeed a member of other staff, right? So the patient's, I don't know what you call it, gurney, bed, stretcher, whatever it is, could be a wheelchair, that needs to be properly secured and strapped in the back, okay? And that needs to be done before anyone can drive anywhere. But also, anyone accompanying the patient needs to be securely strapped in, in effectively a moving room. It's not just a row of seats. You know, if you've ever been in an ambulance, if you've ever seen the inside of an ambulance, it's a small little, you know, doctor surgery, effectively, on wheels. And then the staff, the other members of the emergency response team, need to also be secured and safe in the back of the ambulance. So you could have a system of checks where the driver looks back and says to everyone, okay, John, are you strapped in securely? And Sheila, are you strapped in? And the patient could be in shock. The patient's accompanying person could be in shock. They're not going to answer the question. They're not going to, you know, and by the way, if you have kids, and you've ever tried to get them into a car and put on their straps or whatever you call them in your, like, put on your seatbelt or whatever. In our cars, it's always straps. It's like, I don't want you to do anything else but put on your, I don't care what. Dad, I'm just putting my shoe on my other friend's arm. And I'm like, no, just put on your straps and you can do all things when we're driving. I'm just decanting some fluid to see if I can perform a science experiment. No, put on your straps. So imagine that it's not going to go well.
No.
If you're dealing with panicked people.
Also, you okay, hon?
Yeah, all of that, yeah. I'm definitely venting. So the driver needs to know that everyone has their seatbelts on so that he can or she can perform the emergency driving skills that we talked about. Get to the hospital as fast as possible. So this is such a low-tech solution. I love low-tech solutions. The driver can prep everything, turn on the Ninos, turn on the lights, have the route planned in his or her head, and then with one glance in the mirror, he or she can see that the orange straps are on people, because orange is the longest wavelength, other than maybe red, that we see as humans, we see best. Mm-hmm. And most emergency services uniforms are dark. They're navy, they're black, they're grey. The orange really stands out. So the driver can get ready, go, boom, look up, psh, orange. Everyone's got orange straps on. Let's go. Woo, woo, woo.
Really?
Isn't that so good?
That's fascinating.
No tech, no light. Like, we all have those lights in our dash now. You can tell. Oh, things, yeah. Especially if you've got a 7-seater. Oh, the one in the bottom right there now isn't lighting up, Sheila. I'm just trying to get it in, Daddy. Really, like, you know. No, just like glancing through, everyone, orange straps clicked on. Let's go.
I think we as a team need to get together and buy some orange straps for Dave's kids. Because I'm sensing
there
might be an issue at home.
Might be an issue here. But Jared in Galway, thank you for your brilliant question. It's a genius, low-tech, simple idea, like most of the best ideas, Jer.
Yeah, that's the Ask Dave now that I will take away into my life and I'll remember. Mm. I'll remember that and I will pass that nugget of information on to someone.
So what are you saying? The other 35 that I've done, you've completely
forgotten? There are some of those Ask Daves. I'm just there thinking, what's one I can use as an example? I can't remember them because they were so confused. There was one that was so confusing one time. Was it maths, that one?
Even the maths teachers were on going, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
Don't open this kind of worms.
But Dave, this one, brilliant.
Yeah, loved it. Thank you. I feel 10% smarter.
That's all I'm ever going for. Jared, thank you very much for getting in touch. If you ever have a question for Ask Dave, you know where I am. I'm right here. You can email dave@todayfm.com. You can send a voice note. Do it right now. Something you want to be asked or answered, I should say. You can do it for Ask Dave on 087-4100-102. Or as I said, slide into my DMs. I'm Dave Today FM on Instagram and you can let me know there.
Dave Moore on Today FM Podcast.